Northern Wisconsin baked through a stubborn drought as July turned to August, with some spots along the lake's Superior coast running a rain deficit of more than 8.5 inches for the year, and many farms feeding hay just to keep livestock going on short pastures. Amid the dry fields, the Bayfield Fruit Loop still delivered sweet cherries, pin cherries, thimbleberries, and wild blueberries, while roadside stands and the Ashland Farmers Market drew August crowds. There is a sharp money lesson tucked in here, too, as growers who wholesale their produce pocket only about 15 cents of each consumer dollar, while those selling straight to shoppers keep the full 100%. The dispatch comes from Jason Maloney of Washburn, a retired soldier and educator who grew up on a Marinette County farm and now writes from the country between Lake Superior and Bayfield County's orchards.